Absolutely. So Yuki is UK Interactive Entertainment. So we're the trade body that represents, we help support, grow, promote the games and interactive entertainment. Interactive entertainment's an important phrase to put in there alongside games. And we help game developers and talent from cradle to grave, no matter what size they are, from all the young startups that are popping up, focusing on tablet games, to the more traditional side of the industry, which, you know, we forget as a nation, we were actually responsible for building. You know, the games industry is about 30 or 40 years old, and it started with those early tinkerers, with those people who were with their ZX Spectrums and their BBC Micros going, And especially brothers and sisters. It's very interesting, the sibling rivalry. There's lots of big game studios like the Blitz, who's run by the Oliver twins. And they literally were rivaling each other, saying, I can code better than you. Look what I can make this do. And they ended up making their fortune and making these incredibly successful games, aged 20 years old, 18 years old. You know, and I think their father, they tell the story of their father saying, you know, you'll have to get a job in a year if you don't, you know, you have to get a proper job. And as soon as they bought their first racing car, or sports car, whatever those things are, age 20, you know, he said, oh, okay, then you don't need to get another job. This is your job. But we have an incredible heritage in the games industry, which was built on coding. And, you know, we at Yuki have worked very hard in the policy world. We did a lot of policy work, a lot of practical help, matchmaking companies, helping to cross-pollinate ideas and talent to find other talent, but also a lot of media work as well to stop the Daily Mail essentially only focusing on age 18 rated games and thinking that it's all about violence. See the BAFTA award winners last week to realise that's not the case. And we, you know, we've done a lot of policy work in the last year through the Next Gen Skills campaign, which Yuki members funded, and that was across industry campaign coalition, which many of you will be familiar with and were involved in, and Theo sitting at the back there led on that. And that, you know, got Gove, you know, as a sort of, we were, that campaign was a funnel. You know, again, it's better collective than, you know, as a single voice, as a collective, saying, shouting a message loud and clear to government to change the curriculum so that boring ICT, which was just teaching kids how to learn to read applications as opposed to write applications, was disapplied through that campaign and through the other work that lots of other people got involved in. And, you know, it's critically important, and I sort of take issue because coding fun is fundamental. Fundamental. That was really naff. But coding is fundamental to games. Games are themselves learning systems. You know, we talk about digital making and the process of making being very important to understanding and to learning in itself. And through experience of making something, you understand the issues and problems, you come against problems or decisions you have to make. In the same way, I was in my previous life, sort of before I joined Yuki a year ago, I was commissioning content for education at Channel 4 and joined Alice Taylor and her fantastic team there. And there, the whole budget, apart from Battlefront, which Nominate Trust also funded, was spent on games because we were trying to reach teenagers with life skills sort of education content. And we realised, you know, 100% of kids play games. Also, the average age of the gamer in the UK is actually 33. But 100% of the future rising generation play games, and it's their expectation of content. And they love the fact that they can actually make games. And games that we commissioned, it was all about that problem solving and that sort of trial and error. You know, in order to progress through a game system, you know, through a game and through a story, you make decisions and you see the consequences of your decisions. So in that sense, I think games in all sorts of ways are fundamental to digital making and the future of digital making, but also to, you know, in terms of the kind of skill sets we need. I haven't answered the question at all. So the skill sets we need are not just the computer science rigorous understanding of a programmatic way of thinking, an algorithmic way of thinking, and a way of approaching problems, but also the artistic and highly creative skills. You know, our industry sits at the next nexus between content and technology. We're both. You know, we're fundamentally software, but there are storytelling, fantastic soundscapes, and essentially essential artistic skills that are required. And that's where our next kind of focus for the Next Gen Skills campaign lies.
So within some of the organisations you just talked about, those that won BAFTA awards last week for Blitz Games, there are people who aren't coders, who are great at music, who are incredible artists.
Yeah.
Do they need to be digital makers, as they obviously are? Do they need to understand code? Do they need to be able to understand how to talk to those who can code?
Need to understand what goes into making a product, essentially. You know, and you know, I can't sit there and say, you know, I was thrown into my first job and I had to learn HTML. I didn't know anything about HTML, but just learning that basic HTML helped me to understand the process and the length of time it takes. You know, this was always the fundamental problem when I was also commissioning content at BBC in a previous life, and the fundamental misunderstanding was always about production timelines, and TV broadcasters and TV companies would go, yes, we need a digital thing that goes with this TV program. It was always an add-on, and this was 4 or 5 years ago. But they never understood that actually to craft this digital content or this compelling game, you need quite a long time, because it is a highly skilled, and it's a job that requires all sorts of different skill sets, and it is a craft. You know, we in the games industry consider ourselves the new digital manufacturing. You know, that's what we are doing. We are manufacturing experiences.